Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Chance for showers today, then it's going to stop, then it's going to rain, then it's going to stop, just like it does every day in the summertime. Somebody texted in, so the last five presidents have bombed adversaries without authorization, but now it's a problem because Trump did it. I wish these so-called experts would make up their minds. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Javed Ali, a former senior director for counterterrorism on the National Security Council during the first Trump administration, and an associate professor of practice at the University of Michigan's Ford School. So we'll get his take on that. Right now, we're talking about Iran and oil and gas with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing well. Good morning, Tommy.
So I'm thinking Iran, Middle East, oil, gas problems. Am I wrong?
Oh, man. No, you're not wrong at all. It's been a tough 2 weeks. And, of course, the humanitarian crisis of what is going on is, you know, you never want to forget about when thinking about the impacts on the global markets. But yeah, it's been a wild few weeks watching what's going on. Go back in mid-June.
Greg, wait a minute. Hang a second. Put a human face on that. Talk about the humanitarian crisis, if you would. From an economist, when it comes to energy, I'm sorry, but you rang that bell and you got me thinking about it. Put a human face on it. Go ahead.
I mean, just the conflict of Israel and having the bombs, you know, going in there and thinking about the missile defense systems and just the stress to the people that are living there every day. I mean, you know, we talk often about, oh, well, this is what's happening with oil prices. How's it going to impact us at the pump? What's going to happen to the oil industry in Louisiana? And don't get me wrong, it's important for people to be informed of these things. But I think it's also important to realize that, you know, there are real people suffering with this, and we're really fortunate to be where we are.
I always get to go back to a pebble in a pond, and when you're the closest circle to that pebble hitting the pond, that's all that concerns you. As you get out from there, other things concern you, but when you're closest to that pebble, the main thing you're concerned is that the immediate ripple effect of that pebble hitting the pond, right? And that's what I think you're saying, that we got to remember a lot of people. Their lives
Absolutely.
Have been altered forever because as a result of this. Talking about the pebble in the pond and as things go out, I can remember living through the oil embargo and having to wait in line for gas when it was there, or maybe not gas as a very, very young guy with my parents. And, you know, it was a matter of whether you could get it or not. Are we beyond those days?
Yeah, I think we're definitely beyond those days, which is obviously a good thing. So I think the supply of oil globally has really been diversified. The U.S. now has seen a straight decade to a decade and a half of increased oil production, and that oil production continues to increase every year. And so kind of the relative importance of those imports from the Middle East has subsided, and in fact, we're a net exporter of oil and all these refined products now. And so the kind of days of the 1970s and the oil embargo and the conflict with OPEC in the Middle East, I think that's highly, highly unlikely to happen, at least in the next few years.
So I'm looking at a story here about Iran closing the Strait of Hormuz and leading to higher oil prices. We'll talk about that in a second. On the other side of it, I can also see where you can't let Iran have a nuclear weapon. What can Iran do with the Strait of Hormuz? How strategic is that? Tell me the story of the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, sure. So I'll back up a little bit to go back about 2 weeks. Oil prices were about $65 a barrel, and we started seeing this conflict escalating. Iran is about 5% of the global oil production, which is, of course, significant. But the Strait of Hormuz, which is right there in the Middle East, and you have all those countries ship their oil out to the world from there. So you've got the Persian Gulf. It kind of gets a little bit thin there, and that's called the Strait of Hormuz, and that's where you have, of course, Saudi Arabia, you've got Kuwait, you've got Iran, you've got Iraq, and all that oil moves through that strait. It's somewhere in the ballpark of about 20% of the global oil production is shipped through, is stripped through that. And so there's two things to look at. Of course, there's the production from Iran itself, but then there's also the movement of that crude all over the world. And so because of this geopolitical conflict and the uncertainty, you saw oil prices creep up from about $65 a barrel to about $75 a barrel over the course of about 2 weeks. And so Friday, I was looking at the markets at the end of the day. Again, the prices were up about $10 a barrel from a few weeks ago. But interestingly, when I was looking at the futures markets, what they were telling me is that by January or so, the price was going to be back down to about $67 per barrel. Mm-hmm. And so what this told me is that markets were really anticipating that the effect of this on the global oil market was probably going to be short-lived by a few months, and everything would be back kind of into equilibrium. Of course, then we have the further escalation this weekend. We've got the Trump administration goes in and bombs those three nuclear facilities in Iran. Monday morning comes, and I'm expecting for oil prices to be even higher, but that's actually not what happened. Mm-hmm. They ended up being relatively stable. Then we saw the further escalation right before the ceasefire, and then oil prices actually came back down to now around $67 a barrel. So interestingly, given all the uncertainty and everything that's going on, oil prices today are within about $2 of where they were before the conflict really started escalating 2 weeks ago.
And you would explain that how? Because my only comment is, Jed Clampett asked, the dickens you say. How would you explain that, Greg?
Yes, I mean, the ceasefire, of course, is good news, you know, if that is indeed is the case. But, of course, now I'm opening up the news this morning and seeing that Iran is claiming that Israel has not abided by that ceasefire. So, you know, I think that markets are constantly trying to weigh, well, what's the risk on both the supply and the demand side, and it's the balance of those. And so as you have these conflicts arise, I think what you'll see is more volatility than in a normal kind of day-to-day.
All right, let me take
a break. That's what we are seeing.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We can back President on Truth Social Media, saying to the Department of Energy, drill, baby, drill, and I mean now. Also saying in a separate post, everyone keep oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right into the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. You can explain what that means when we return. 651, 652, traffic now, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
657, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Greg Upton, director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, talking about Iran and what that's got to do with us and oil prices. President Trump on Truth Social posting, drill, baby, drill, and I mean now, to the Department of Energy, then saying, everyone keep oil prices down. I'm watching. You're playing right to the hands of the enemy. Don't do it. I don't know what that means. Greg, well, how did you interpret that?
Whew, yeah, that's a tough one. You know, the individual companies are not responsible for what the price of any commodity is. Mm-hmm. And when you have a globally traded commodity, and oil's perhaps the best example of this, you literally have thousands of you know, companies producing this commodity all over the world. You have almost an infinite amount of demand or individual sources of demand, and it's really the coming together of that for which supply and demand balance in order to have that price. And so I think it can be a politically expedient thing to say during a time where you've got prices that are fluctuating. And I think we've seen politicians on both the left and the right come out and kind of either blame the companies when the price goes up or make these kind of claims. But in reality, the companies have no real impact on what that global price is.
Well, two questions. First of all, I'm trying to figure out if oil is oil, and what do we need to refine into gasoline as it relates to oil prices, and does that come from the United States or from somewhere else? If you want to answer that first.
Yeah, sure. So today in the United States, we still do import oil from other parts of the country in order to fill refineries that are specifically geared towards, not to get too technical, but a heavier and more sour crude. But we are a net exporter of oil itself because we export some of our oil directly. But we're also a net exporter of those refined products, which includes, of course, the, you know, the gasoline, the diesel, the jet fuel, those kind of things that the refineries produce. And so it is an integrated global market, but we're much less susceptible to these global shocks today because of our increased production and our us being a net exporter of these products.
And real quick, you know, simple solutions, complex problems, politically expedient, I realize all that. But what's a turnaround if a company was to start drill, baby, drill, turn around on one day, okay, let's go, and then actually start producing oil and offset whatever happens with Iran? Timeline on it?
Weeks to months.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Greg Upton, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Javed Ali, former senior director for counterterrorism on the National Security Council during the first Trump administration. So we'll get his take on the latest in the conflict with Iran and how the Iranians are responding to the strikes, and answer any questions you have at 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker, back in a flash, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.